This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
And we welcome you back to hour number 2. If you missed any of the interviews or any of them that will be here in the second half, just go to WQAM.com. Go to the top of the page where it says podcast. And there we are, South Florida High School Sports, as we devote the entire show to state championship basketball teams in South Florida, Miami-Dade and Broward. 8 of them. Count them. 8 of them. And in the first hour, we had already talked a little bit about the girls and the boys. Okeo Swaby from Miami Country Day joined us. Greg Farias from American Heritage Plantation. And we ended the first hour with Riviera Preps, Anthony Shabazz, who did a great job. But we begin our second hour with a program that has been nationally rated the last couple years. Completed a three-peat on Saturday evening, a program that obviously is one of the best, and it was a thriller. There were no give-me's on Saturday evening as Christopher Columbus defeated Orlando Oak Ridge in overtime. Head coach Andrew Moran is kind enough to do it and join us this evening. Coach, thanks so much for taking the time. Congratulations. And I'll tell you what a thriller. What a thriller you gave everybody.
Thank you for having me on. It was definitely crazy down the stretch there. We were lucky enough to pull it out, made some plays, and then finished it off in overtime. I thought we played a great first half. We started off the second half pretty good, but we kind of went stagnant there. They started trapping and causing some chaos, and we didn't make very good decisions. And they right. Got to give them credit. They made their run.
Yeah, you know, and I watched the game, and they were a long team. I mean, that wasn't just an average team. They, you know, and obviously you guys have that ultimate target on your chest for being a nationally rated team and having some outstanding players on it. But they were quick. They got up and down the court. But your experience, obviously, in the end kind of won it for you. Talk about this team. This was a team where you had a lot of experience. You brought back some guys from last year. Even though there weren't a ton of seniors, you guys did have some players that really stepped up. Talk about that and how that was the difference, basically, in winning this the third straight title.
Definitely. We've had four starters the past 2 years, four starters that played in the past two state championships. And both of those games being close. I mean, we beat Dr. Phillips our first 2 years ago by 1 point. We beat Winter Haven by 2 points. And then, you know, throughout the season, I try to make the schedule as difficult as possible. We had some close games that we were able to finish. We did have some early on that we didn't. So I think those games definitely help us, and the experience that we have definitely helped us in that in those final minutes. We didn't panic. We certainly made some turnovers there, but we called timeouts and we settled down and we were able to make plays.
Yeah. You brought up a great point, your schedule. I mean, it's crazy. I mean, I know the first part of the year when the football team was still playing football, you guys were playing two or three nationally rated teams. Talk about that, because when you come out the gate and play, elite programs. I mean, that's got to do something after the first of the year to your own team as far as maturity, as far as walking into basically any gym and figure, hey, you know what? We've played some elite teams. I think now we're going to be the team that's going to come out and prevail. Talk about that, because I think that makes a lot of sense when you load up at the beginning and you know, and get yourself ready, you know, for the rest of the way here in Florida.
Absolutely. I mean, we wanted to make the schedule as strong as possible. I have players on my team that want to play against the best. So I was trying to find and figure out ways that we can bring some teams here. We had prolific prep. We've played Montverde, you know, so we wanted to play against the top teams in the nation. My players want to play against the top teams in the nation. So we wanted to, it just so happened, it was very front heavy there in the beginning. And I think it got to us a little bit, but we settled down and we were able to figure it out. We had some losses early on, but it was really good for us. Helped us come together and kind of figure our way out to get to where we are and to win our third state championship and now have a chance to compete in the national tournament.
Yeah. When does that start anyway? When do they do that? When does that tournament start?
It's April 4th through the 6th. It used to be called Geico. It's now called Chipotle National Championship. Okay. It's in Indianapolis. It's April 4th through the 6th.
Nice. So you take and obviously, I mean, the talent wise and a lot of the focus has been on Cameron Boozer and, you know, obviously a lot of the other kids, as you mentioned, the four kids who played together. Talk about some of the role players, because, you know, as well as I do, I mean, the marquee kids are going to get what they're going to get. But it's those kids that are coming off the bench that are going to, you know, give these guys a little bit of a rest, but never really lose a lot when you substitute them and they don't get the ink. Talk about that, because, you know, as well as I do, that's how you build successful teams, by the strength.
Absolutely.
Of the bench.
And I want to talk about one of my seniors who is actually a starter, Malik Abdullahi. He's a winner. He's made winning plays. He stole the ball last year for us to tie the game at the end. He made two huge blocks in overtime. Incredible blocks. I was just really happy for him to finish off with that championship. And then, Benny Frigella shot the ball extremely well in the semifinal. I think he made 1-3 in the state championship, but he brings that level to spread the court out. And Randy Smith off the bench really played a great game. High-level defender, can really score offensively, and gave us a really, really good push down the stretch. And then another guy off the bench, Jackson Richardson, who steps in and has really played well throughout the year and just gives us lots of energy and rebounding, and one of our top defenders. So, I mean, those guys just really give us a huge boost. Obviously, Cameron, Caden, and Jace leading the way in terms of scoring. Cameron and Caden being in their third state championship as well. And those guys they just play basketball the right way, and they allow you to coach them. And then, you know, they make you look like a really good coach.
But then they also elevate the team and by their leadership. I mean, a lot of the younger kids look up to them because they're productive. And maybe if they're not vocal leaders, they feed off of what they do, you know, on the court. Now, after you get back and you compete in this national tournament, does the summer include a lot of club, and summer leagues?
Yeah, definitely travel basketball that the kids jump into and continue to work. And then in June, you play some team camps with your teams, the Boozers could possibly be joining Team USA. I don't know what their decision is yet, but that's a possibility. So, you know, these guys continue to work year round, not to mention them putting in all the work in the off season that they do aside from just playing games. So, they're going to continue to put the work in. They're hungry to continue to improve. And, we look forward to going to Indiana. It'll be some of the top teams, obviously, in the nation there, and we're excited to go there and compete.
Good stuff. Coach, I can't thank you enough for joining us. Congratulations on another state title, hard fought, and kind of capped off a tremendous Florida schedule. Now you hit the road and you go and play some of the top teams in the Nationals coming up in April. I can't thank you enough, and we'll talk with you very soon.
All right. Thanks a lot. Thank you for having me on. Appreciate it.
Anytime. Coach Andrew Moran, the head coach at Christopher Columbus. Three-peat for the Explorers. Pretty darn good. University of Miami Sports Medicine Institute. You know, the experts there treat all levels, elite pros, active adults, and even youth athletes. Recover your game. Visit uhealthsportsmedicine.com. That's uhealthsportsmedicine.com. When we come back, we talk a little bit of four-peat. Coach Oliver Behrens from St. Thomas Aquinas. His girls were on fire.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.